Welcome to A Little Joycast. Teresa here. Today, someone else on the kids' team is telling a story.
My name is Jacqueline Arvindares Unzueta. You can call me Jax. I'm the Rocky Mountain PBS Kids Linguistic and Cultural Manager, and today's topic is The Joy of Abuelos y Cultura. At my job, I've had the amazing privilege to apply leaning into my own roots as a bilingual English-Spanish speaker. My heritage includes ancestors indigenous to the Zacatecas, Mexico area, as well as Japan. We've all likely experienced the challenges of finding our own way in the world. For me, I eventually discovered that taking joy in my own culture brings me great comfort and peace. From the sweet sounds of Spanish that make me feel at home no matter where I am, to learning more about the history and customs of Mexico and Japan, making me feel part of a strong legacy. Eventually, I realized I'd been living the phrase cultura cura, or culture cures. As I began to understand and honor my heritage more, the experience has felt like healing over the years, and now I feel more rooted in this complicated world. Being Chicana, I am a multicultural woman who identifies as Mexican-American, as well as indigenous to North America. When I think of who gave me the gifts of my ability to speak Spanish and my diverse heritage, this always includes my grandparents, Carmen, Ruth, Luis, and Jesus. My abuelita Carmen gave so much of her time to me as a little girl. I spent many days at her house when my parents dropped me off before they went to work, or when she picked me up from school. I remember teaching each other vocabulary when I was small. For her, pointing to water or milk saying agua o leche, and me replying with the words in English. My abuelita was born in the United States but raised in Mexico. Her formal education stopped at third grade, and she lived her life as a Spanish monolingual person. This language is one of her gifts to me. Our abuelos are one of many factors that impact who we are to ourselves. I more recently discovered my own North American indigenous heritage. On my journey to explore this, I spent many weeks this past summer learning healing songs for women in Nahuatl, which is the language of the Mexica, or Aztec indigenous people. This was a powerful moment on the journey of deepening my roots. Many of the songs we sang honored abuelos. This was the inspiration to invite my maestra, or teacher, of these practices to create a special experience for families in Pueblo this year. At Día de los Abuelos, or Grandparents' Day, the pounding of drums creates an energy we can feel resonate in our bodies. The sound is joined by the beautiful feather plumes of the dancers in their regalia, or ceremonial wear, bobbing and swaying with the rhythm and movements. In Pueblo, El Grupo Xauchil, Aztec dancers, are a multi-generational group preserving indigenous cultural practices that are thousands of years old in North America. Also known as danzantes, through song, movement, and the lighting of copal, they lead a sacred practice in indigenous life, which includes honoring our Mother Earth and the wholeness of the four directions. As the little ones with the group wiggle with joy and smile, I am deeply touched. They are continuing thousands of years of cultural practice, of our medicine, that those of us with indigenous ancestry bring to this world. I finally get to introduce myself to Renee and tell her she is one of my favorite danzantes I've enjoyed watching perform in Pueblo over the years. Both her daughter and her grandson, Anaya, age 5, and David, 18 months, joined her dancing in ceremony today. To me, it's a profoundly beautiful way of honoring her role as a key figure in their lives, both as a mother and a grandmother.
It feels amazing to be able to share my culture with my daughter, my grandson, to share these ways. We try to live these ways every day, to be kind and to be a good person, to be nice to people, huh? To love the earth, the animal, the air, everything around us. We're very grateful for.
Me and David lock eyes with smiles whenever we get to dance or sing during the fun, and I feel we connect.
And you!
When it's time for his abuelita to talk, I pick him up to try to be helpful so he doesn't wander too far away, as toddlers sometimes try to do. He happily hangs out with me, and then I feel extra special when Renee tells me he doesn't let just anybody hold him. This is the joy of connecting over cultura con mi gente, my people. In collaboration with our partner, Storytellers of the Ancestral Red Road, or SOAR, we feature musical performances in different languages, Nahuatl and Spanish, to honor the ancestry of many of the families who call Southern Colorado home. SOAR is a Pueblo-based Southern Colorado collective of traditional indigenous teachers and allies dedicated to preserving the cultural heritage of indigenous communities. There's almost a stunned silence during one of the classic Spanish songs, La Llorona, or The Weeping Woman. The performer beautifully hits the haunting notes of the tune.
No sé qué tiene las flores, llorona las flores del Campo Santo.
As we enjoy some well-known mariachi songs, people clap and stomp along, even adding a few gritos, or shouts of joy.
When I'm dancing, I feel like I'm with my ancestors. I feel energized, and I feel happy, of course.
I notice the people are obviously moved by the episode of Molly Denali that we show as they gaze at the screen. We picked this one because it tells the story of Molly recovering her grandfather's drum. He shares that he lost it when he was displaced in a residential school as an indigenous child in Alaska. I reflect that the following Monday, September 30th, is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which honors the children, survivors of residential schools, and those who never returned home, as well as their families and communities. With this historical truth on my heart, I am so grateful I've had the honor to help create this event centering children and elders. As we wind down the fun, we join hands in a great big circle to end with SOAR's indigenous teachers leading the way in the lobby of El Pueblo History Museum. We pick this partner as another way to center history and culture.
I want to honor, before we do the round dance, I want to honor my ancestors, especially my father, because I've been missing him a lot lately.
SOAR teacher Sam speaks so touchingly with wisdom about why these indigenous practices and dances are important, sharing how much his own father meant to him over his life. As we begin the friendship dance, people sheepishly grin at each other, reaching for one another's hands, because this is part of the dance. I can't help but think of how sweet this is, as I remember that a few years ago, the pandemic interrupted this kind of human warmth, especially among complete strangers. I also notice how free and happy everyone looks as we shout with joy together, another part of the dance. I adore how, in this moment, the grown-ups are showing the little ones that it's great for them to use their voices. On the Rocky Mountain PBS Kids team, we want to help create a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard, including children. My new friend, Anaya, is the youngest danzante. We just met today.
What do you think? What makes your dancing special?
It makes me special because it's special to me because When I dance, I usually want to dance, and it makes me happy.
What's kind of your favorite part about the dancing? Because I know it makes you happy, so what about it makes you happy?
I dance with my mama, makes me happy. I dance with my family, and I dance with my nephew.
I find it so sweet that the littlest Danzanta keeps asking me to twirl her more in my arms. She has already invited me to a play date at her house, too. I smile at her grown-up Renee and say, "Only if it's okay with your mom." The joy of this day gives me much hope for the future. As we gathered in community and cultural celebration, I feel I've witnessed the medicine that has been passed on through generations of our grandparents as gifts to us. This is the joy of honoring abuelos y cultura.
Thanks for joining us this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media, Jax from the Kids Team, and me, Teresa Ho. A special thank you to storytellers of the Ancestral Red Road, SOAR, El Pueblo History Museum, Grupo Xochitl Aztec Dancers, and Bella Charitable Foundation for working with us on this episode.